CEO Dan Aaron says the company has had the current break policy since the mid-1980s. Workers are given two scheduled breaks during a shift, and Aaron says supervisors who were previously allowing Muslim workers to take additional prayer breaks were not following company policy. Jaylani Hussain from Minnesota's Council on American Islamic Relations says Aaron's has not provided a substantial reason why they can no longer accommodate prayer breaks, and that this policy affects more than just the company's 53 Muslim employees.
It's really about freedom of religion, and it's about a company that has allowed and now is not and really is not provided, from what we've learned so far, real clear proof of why not.
Hussain says he hopes to mediate a conversation between Aaron's company and their Muslim employees. Hope Kerwin, Wisconsin Public Radio.